They say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But in the case of Derek Kaufman, the apple rolled all the way to L.A. The one thing Derek and his mother share in common, however, is the love for breaking news. TMZ is breaking news faster than the New York Times. So sit back and enjoy the news from Hollywood, as only the Kaufman family can bring it.
And welcome back. We do have my son, Derek, the TMZ. He was so busy yesterday with breaking stories that I thought, oh, gosh, there's so much Hollywood news. But it's really, it's a pretty tame week for Hollywood, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, you know, everything revolves around Fairfax, Virginia these days, where the Johnny Depp trial is going on. So Hollywood has got to keep up.
I'm telling you. Now, you know, that trial, I think it's like the guiltiest pleasure I've had since Glow or whatever that show was that I used to watch, which I would deny I watched if anyone asked, you know. But I have been obsessed with this trial. And this week, Ellen Barkin, like one of my favorite actresses, I didn't even know she had an affair with Johnny Depp. How about that?
It's wild. And this is a tame this is the sort of lull in the trial, because now Amber Heard has finished her direct testimony. She got crossed and sort of, you know, had a tough time on the stand. Her own lawyer was really just struggling up there with objections. But now we get to hear from third-party witnesses. And these are going to be key to the case, because Amber's credibility is beaten up. You know, Johnny Depp's credibility took a hit. And now we want to see what did people witness who aren't interested in necessarily telling lies. So Ellen Barkin is one of them. She had a relationship with Johnny Depp, which I also didn't know about. And she says, look, this guy, even during our short affair, which was several months, was drunk all the time, she said. He threw a wine bottle at her. And it gives the jury a window into, could this be true? Is there a pattern with Johnny Depp that we need to take notice of, even if Amber is not the perfect witness?
I agree. But at some point when she completed her testimony and she was getting up to leave, the judge instructed her to sit next to her attorneys, and she like stormed out of the courtroom. Like it's never a dull moment in that courtroom.
It's remarkable. I mean, the only thing that even comes close, and it's not on the same level of the OJ trial, because it's, you know, not murder is always going to be more fascinating, and it was a different time in media when you could have one story dominate. But this is as close as you get in the modern era to a story just absolutely having every twist and turn. You're just glued to the testimony because it's so theatrical. There's audio, there's video, there's, you know, Johnny Depp, what his body language is telling you. Is he flirting with his lawyer? It's every twist and turn, so it's pretty incredible.
And their behavior, both of their behavior, is just so sick that, you know, you catch yourself going, like, she cut his finger off. Somebody pooped in the bed. I mean, this stuff is like you couldn't possibly write a script and think you could get away with it in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, there's like an icky quality in watching it, because you're really seeing a very toxic relationship. And they pull back the curtain to determine whether she's lied about him. You need to do it in this kind of case. But it's also extremely private stuff. And that's why the country is so riveted, because Johnny Depp has this public image of kind of a strange, weird, eccentric guy his whole life. And you didn't know what that meant for him as a person. He's always had an air of mystery. And now we're kind of seeing some monstrous side that Amber is saying existed beneath the nice guy who played Willy Wonka. So it's just fascinating. Just a fascinating trial.
It is. One thing I'm sick of, though, is Travis and Courtney getting married. I mean, how many weddings have they had?
My goodness. I think we're going on the fourth wedding, which means if the movie is any reference, we need a funeral. Like, we've had, I think, four weddings here almost.
Right.
So they had the Vegas quickie wedding, which wasn't official. They didn't get their license. Then they had a courthouse wedding in, I believe, Santa Barbara. Now they're doing the real celebration. So, of course, it's got to be in a castle in Italy, of course. I mean, this is American royalty. They're only going to be married in castles.
Right.
So they're in Portofino. And, you know, Travis is there. We've got pictures of, you know, Chris in some strange wizard getup. The fashion sense is very strange. Travis is shirtless, of course, as he usually is on a boat in one of the pictures.
Right.
So, you know, they are absolutely lapping this up. They don't have much else going on in their life other than creating narratives for the show. So I'm sure this is going to be a big part of their Hulu show. And, you know, they'll record the wedding, and Travis is all tatted up, and maybe Scott Disick was invited, maybe he wasn't. I mean, these are storylines. You just read the Kardashians as a reality show in everyday life. That's what
yeah.
it is.
Well, listen, you came close to renting out an Italian castle, but you ended up renting out an entire building in L.A., so you know how to throw a lavish wedding yourself. And how long was your wedding?
That's like, right. You officiated it, right?
That's right, and it was like 27 hours. That wedding, it never ended.
We did a marathon out of it.
It was a marathon. It was a New Year's Eve marathon, no less, but it was fun. You know, one of the other stories that has definitely captured the imagination of you know, a lot of the American people, and certainly it has captured my imagination as well as Rihanna. We think of her as this beautiful, you know, talented singer and millionaires with a line of fashion and everything else, but she even makes motherhood look great.
It's remarkable. She had a baby. She and mm-hmm. A$AP Rocky are officially parents. It's an enormous story, and her pregnancy has been documented through her fashion throughout this pregnancy. She has shown that baby bump everywhere around town. It's probably going to become sort of a trend with other pregnancies. It's already, you know, I'm imagining maternity lines are going to have a lot more cutouts of bellies, but it's a beautiful moment. We don't know the baby's name yet. The baby was born on Friday the Friday the 13th. So last Friday, a week ago, and seems to be healthy by all accounts. We've seen it exists in the records of the state. So they've had the baby, and, you know, A$AP is facing a lot of criminal stuff going on. But I think this is obviously a joyous moment for both of them. So they're kind of enjoying it. And someone special reached out to her, an ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown, who they've had a very rocky past famously, the shot of her with the bruised face. But they've really patched it up, and it's complicated when you love somebody, and they've managed to have a friendship now.
That's amazing. Now, I assume she didn't have the baby in Barbados. She had it in L.A., right?
That's right. That's right. According to what we know, is the baby was born here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So, they just got a family. She's out and about all the time. She loves grabbing dinner at Giorgio Baldi. It's a fancy restaurant out here that seems to be just her favorite, I think, mm-hmm. because it's a little more private for celebrities. But, yeah, she's out and about, and we'll hopefully see the baby soon.
Amen. Well, listen, it's a little boy. I wish them luck, no matter how crazy these people are. They deserve to have some, you know, some privacy when they need it. Of course, TMZ will try to follow them around anyway. So like, that's how you guys earn your living. And then finally, I mean, if we're going to close with the story, how about this couple? Like, and can't you see me and Poppy doing this one day? They decided not to rent a place in retirement. Instead, what are they doing?
This is my favorite story. This is a couple out of Seattle. They're recently retired. And, you know, inflation is a huge story, but just cost of living has been rising for decades now. And Seattle is a big city, and it's not inexpensive. They were paying $3,500 a month just for rent. So it doesn't include food, transportation, entertainment. And life gets very expensive. And when you're on a fixed income after retirement, you start to notice that balance just dwindling. And you look at the calendar, and you're like, I got a lot more years to live. How am I going to make this work? Mm-hmm. Well, what they decided to do, Richard and Angeline Burke, is live on cruise ships, which costs about $100 a day. Nice. And they travel all around the world. But if $100 a day, that comes out to about $3,000 a month. So it's less than what they were paying. Plus, you get on the cruise ship, you get buffets, you get shuffleboard, all that good stuff. You know, they don't live there. But they take these trips, and then they'll, you know, get off the boat and go stay in Airbnbs. But overall, it's less expensive than just plopping down in Seattle, and probably a lot more fun. It sounds like a wonderful retirement plan. I was tickled by it.
I am too. I actually was on a cruise to Mexico one time where I met a couple who was doing that. And it wasn't even that they couldn't afford the rent. They just thought it was a really cool way to spend their retirement. They loved to travel, and they just kept renting, you know, going from one cruise line to another. They traveled around the whole world. Hey, maybe...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do with all the stuff you've accumulated in life. Maybe they got a public storage facility.
That's
but
it.
Maybe it's a good way to part with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
So you just live lightly, and they
That's
look very it. Happy in their pictures.
That's it. You just drop it off at your kids' houses. My kids have big houses. They can have the junk. Hey, thank you, Derek. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Important holiday PSA. Do not sleep on Old Navy's jingle jammies. From iconic plaids to candy cane stripes to merry elves, Old Navy has every festive pajama print for the fam at prices that would make even Santa jealous. Want to match everyone in Buffalo checks, even your dog? Go for it. Sorry, not sorry. But these PJs sell out fast. So pop by an Old Navy store or visit oldnavy.com.